The Smart and Simple Podcast, meeting brands, marketers, and advertisers where they are and helping them reach their next level. The sales funnel. Before we outline the sales funnel, we want to make sure you're in the right place. You're listening to Episode 5 of the Smart and Simple Podcast. The first season of the Smart and Simple Podcast is dedicating to helping businesses complete the four smart and simple steps to growing revenue. Smart and Simple Communications is the marketing brand of Ozarks Dynacom. If you need more information about who Smart and Simple Communication is, please listen to Episode 1 or visit smartandsimplecommunications.com. Nothing complements strong advertising like a clear sales funnel. A sales funnel is constantly recruiting new prospects to join. A sales funnel makes it simple for your prospects to respond to your advertising. Here's a smart and simple review of what you need for a strong sales funnel. We know we're repeating ourselves here, but it's important. You need a clear goal that starts with the clarity call. You need to understand your customers. Why are they your customers? What is their mindset when they're your customers? You need a message that joins the conversation in the minds of your best prospects. You need to make it very clear what to do next, which is why you need a strong website that takes your prospects by the hand and helps them make a decision. You need to be able to reach out to your potential or current customers with ease. So a great sales funnel is going to achieve the following. First, help you serve your prospects with information and help that they can implement immediately. I like to call the sales funnel actually the serve-to-sell funnel because you're giving them information on what a prospect needs to know before they do business with you. And in fact, you may want to give them that information that they can take and benefit for themselves whether they do business with you or not. B, A great sales funnel will make it simple for your prospects to give you their name and email address. Think of meeting somebody at a party. You get their name and how to contact them. That's what you want to do with your sales funnel. To do that, you usually offer them something, some help that they may be needing at the time. Nobody's going to give you their name and email address, by the way, for your newsletter. Most people aren't going to care about it, but you give them the three most important things they need to do before they buy your product. Now they're interested. C, it helps them to decide if you're the right business for them. Let's face it, you want to grow revenue. If you're growing revenue, you're dealing with people that want your services. So a great sales funnel is not going to have somebody looking for fine dining when you're a fast food joint, right? Or somebody looking for insurance when you're selling something else. A no answer is okay through a sales funnel. People say, this isn't for me, I'm going elsewhere. That's okay. Don't let that bother you. D, a great sales funnel helps them move from prospect to first-time customer to repeat customer to raving fan. Here's what we mean by that. Yes, we want to get the prospect in. Yes, we want to get them to a first-time customer. But once they buy from you, we don't forget about them either. We don't stop having them go through that sales funnel. Obviously, your team's going to be very crucial and important if they become a repeat customer because your team has to deliver that mail. Go from repeat customer to customer fan. There's going to be, again, I say a customer fan, a raving fan. Your team's going to be a part of that. But the sales funnel doesn't just go away when they decide to do business with you. So here's the question. How is your sales funnel? Are you making it simple to become a customer? Are you smart and simple to do business with? Now, we shoot our mouth off about transparency on a regular basis, so let's be transparent. This podcast is a focus on our serve-to-sell mentality for our sales funnel. Do we want the opportunity to do business with you? Of course we do. Of course we want that chance. At the same time, if you can take some of these things and make adjustments with your marketing or advertising that you may not be doing with us, and it helps you grow revenue, we're all for that too. Our focus is meeting you where you are today and helping you achieve your next level of success. So if you're that frustrated advertiser who just wants and needs a success team, Ozark's Dynacom role is to help you develop that process and system that builds your business. At the same time, if you're a savvy marketer who maybe already has that team, who understands your brand, marketing, and advertising, we look at you as a director. And what we're going to do is get in line, be smart and simple to do business with, and help you deliver your message to more new prospects. We want to serve you on your time and help you grow your revenue. So what if you use this information and go purchase advertising somewhere else? Then again, we hope we were able to help you tell a better story and help you grow your revenue. And sure, we want the opportunity to earn your business. At the same time, our mentality is to serve, not to be scared about missing out. We help businesses grow revenue. It's part of our mission. And connecting our region of the Ozarks for good is our vision. We can't achieve our vision or live our mission with closed fists. If we can help, we're ready. Coming up in episode 6, we talk about service on the Smart and Simple podcast.